Welcome to MBA Mental Boost. This is your coach, Dr. Rosie. And today's episode, I am talking about putting yourself first. So this has been quite a big theme for a lot of my clients lately. And it's been a theme that I've worked on for myself as well. It can be so easy to always put everyone else before ourselves, putting everyone else's needs before our own. You know, we come kind of bottom of the pile. Once we've sorted everyone else, then I'll take care of me. And, you know, I talk about this time and time again with clients where they're like, right, I want to level up. I want to get to the next level. This is what that looks like for me. This is, you know, the kind of like area that I want to improve on. This is how I want to be on the court, blah, blah, blah. All these things, want to level up, want to get out of my comfort zone. And then it's like, you know, we start working on creating daily non-negotiables. So these are kind of the habits that you embed. And that takes some prioritizing of self to do them, because let's face it, you're having to make this time for yourself. But what happens often is we'll have our sessions and it's like, oh, I haven't been able to stick to my daily non-negotiables because kind of by the time I did, you know, everything else for everyone else, there just wasn't really time. And what I want us to do is flip that around, because you know this, if you want change, you've got to make a change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. I could throw out all these cliches at you, but you know, they're cliches for a reason. They're true. So if you want to level up, or you want to elevate your performance, or you want to change your life in some way, you need to put yourself first. Now that can be difficult. It can be super uncomfortable, especially if you're a parent. And as I'm saying this, I'm now thinking like, I must have made an episode on this before because it is such a key theme. But hey, we're on episode 65. So it's worth a reminder that you need to prioritize yourself. You need to make yourself the most important person in the room. Now that goes against probably everything that you were taught growing up, because we're taught that, you know, being selfish, putting yourself first, well, that's a really bad thing. You know, you're a bad person for doing that. Only, I want you to see this through a new lens. If you can put yourself first, prioritize your needs, give to yourself first, you can then serve everyone around you so much better. And that feels good. And that shifts. Yeah, it's selfish. Selfish doesn't have to be a bad thing. It shifts that whole perspective around it. Because if you want to level up, if you want to change your game, if you want to be a better teammate, a better player on the court, a better partner, dad, whatever, then this starts with you prioritizing self. And that means, you know, said in a previous episode about going all in. It means going all in on your personal development, on your growth, on your journey that you're in, being consistent, taking that inspired action, because you have that belief that there is so much more out there for you, that your potential is so great that if you keep consistently showing up for yourself, you're just going to keep smashing those glass ceilings. I'm now trying to think, how many cliches can I put into one episode? But you know, this is true. That glass ceiling has been created by ourselves. The only thing stopping us from smashing straight through that is ourselves. And if we keep putting ourselves at the bottom of the pile, I just give to everyone else first. I just make sure that everyone else is taken care of first. To be honest, that glass ceiling is going to get lower. It's not going to get higher, and you're certainly not going to smash through it. So you have to ask yourself, am I actually wanting to get to the next level? Am I actually wanting to elevate my performance? Am I actually desiring more in my life? And if the answer is yes, hopefully as I'm saying this, is a hell yes, then you need to be prioritizing yourself. So as I said, it's a key theme, conversations I've been having with clients lately. I want to share it with you. I want you to be going away and thinking about, where can you be prioritizing yourself more? Or flip that, where have you not been giving enough to yourself and maybe putting yourself second best? Because it's time to flip that. Whatever you're up to today, I hope you're having a good one. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of MBA Mental Boost, the secret weapon to supercharging your performance on the court. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share. You can connect with me over on any social platform. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead. Until next time, go out there and dominate using the power of your mind. This is Dr. Rosie, signing off.